What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tomik Rasathi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me what's hot in this market.
Well, the actual cash market's still on fire in North Dakota, and that's going to stay that way probably for a while. Our friends up to the north, Don, are actually sending trucks down and picking up the corn and honking right as they go by local grain elevators. By far the most dynamic cash trade of the physical grain market here in North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota. Absolute cash markets on fire, and futures aren't that far behind. When you look at the futures markets, they're hanging in there, even though we're in definitely the gut slot of harvest here in the Midwest with corn and beans. You'll see beans are probably more than 50-60% harvested today, and corn's not far behind. The markets are still holding up. Keep an eye on that Dease 22 corn and Dease 22 spring wheat, as those are your two commodities that heavily need fertilizer.
Energy markets in general starting this week very strong again.
I don't know if we say that's hot or not hot, but the crude oil above 80, not only above 80, Don, but now above 82. Crude oil up 240. Energy markets across the world are absolutely on fire. That will have an effect on grains and oil seeds as we, whether we're talking Green New Deal or just an overall supply chain issue.
When we look at some of the issues that are not hot, certainly this whole supply chain disruption situation has to be a part of that story.
Yeah, incredible amount of flights canceled yesterday through Southwest Airlines. That would be what's called a sick out in the airline industry, where folks just casually call off, weren't feeling well. But boy, when 1,000 flights are canceled, then it has an effect on the friendly skies. So problems in the ports, problems in shipping, truck drivers, just an overall shortage of truck drivers, Don. The system's maxed out right now. There's not enough people working. And believe it or not, demand for goods is absolutely incredible as the economy's still at record highs.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.